This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
A local ag business has raised over $70,000 for cancer treatment and research. Springfield Plastics, based in Auburn, manufacturer of the plastic pipe used for tiling, matched donations for its Drain for the Cure campaign. I had a chance to visit with the company's Vice President of Operations, Jennifer Firkins, about how business is going and how they raise such a large amount of money for the Simmons Cancer Institute in Springfield.
Springfield Plastics is located in Auburn, Illinois. We manufacture drainage field tile, plastic drainage field tile. The majority of our business is done in the agriculture market, so our field tile is being installed in farm fields across the Midwest. We service the Midwestern states from as far east as Ohio to west to Nebraska and the surrounding states in Illinois. So,
do you work directly with farmers and they're purchasing the field tile and taking it back to their farm? Do you work with maybe other companies that sell the tile?
Primarily we're working with farmers and contractors. So farmers occasionally I'll do the own work on their ground, so we're working with them. We're working with contractors that the farmers are hiring that do this work every single day of the year, and they'll buy pipe directly to do work for the farmers. But, you know, every day of the week we're working with both farmers and contractors on education of drainage, selling drainage pipe, quality of drainage, and anything, you know, related in the agricultural market.
Well, obviously, field tile has changed a lot over the years, and now it's plastic. It didn't used to be. How is business? Would you say you're busier than you were maybe a few years ago? I'm not sure how long you've been with the company, but, you know, how often are farmers putting in tile, I guess?
Springfield Plastics has been around. We're getting ready to celebrate our 40th anniversary next year, so what we've seen in the past 5 or 6 years is a tremendous growth in terms of the demand for drainage. Basically, what's happening is that farmers are beginning to realize that drainage is an investment that's going to pay for itself relatively quickly, and then they really can't afford not to have drainage with the weather patterns as they are, and each year they get increasingly sporadic in terms of either dry years or wet years. Farmers kind of understand that they can't afford to be without drainage. They can't afford to, you know, replant their crops 2 and 3 times only for heavy rain to come again. And they, you know, they're beginning to understand that, you know, no matter how many assets they purchased, how much equipment, you know, how many things, inputs they are putting into their farm ground each year without drainage, you know, they're really not maximizing their yield potentials, their work days, and so that has really driven the demand for drainage over the past several years. That really, and especially in today's market with commodity prices decreasing, you know, farmers are really looking for every opportunity they can to maximize, you know, their yields, their work days, and their own profits.
Well, you're absolutely right, Jennifer, and it sounds like that's something that you can help them with at Springfield Plastics. So if a farmer hears this and they're saying, well, I have a field that I need to tile or I'd like to talk to these people, you know, what's the best way for them to find out more information?
You know, we've got a website, www.stipipe.com, or they could call us at 800-252-3361. We're interested in talking to farmers, contractors every day, not just about drainage, but about the difference in a Springfield Plastics pipe versus our competitors. We do something different here than other people in the industry in that we use only 100% virgin resin in our product. And what that means is that there's no recycled plastic going into our material. And what that means for the end user and the farmer is that, you know, he's going to have peace of mind at the end of the day that the product he's purchasing is going to last not just through his generation, not just through his sons and daughters' generations, but on down through generations to come, that he's not going to have inconsistent material in the plastic pipe and soft spots and wet spots and system failures, just peace of mind for him, you know, for that large investment he's making.
Sure. Well, it sounds like a good product, and if farmers want more information, you've told them how they can find it. Wanted to talk about something else about Springfield Plastics. Recently, you guys made a large donation, and I want to talk about that, something called Drain for the Cure, and this isn't the first year you've done this. Jennifer, tell us a little bit more about Drain for the Cure.
This is the fourth year that we've done this campaign. We do it during the month of October. Obviously, October is a really good month to raise awareness for cancer and those fighting cancer and the research that goes into it. This is our fourth year. This year we've raised actually over $73,000 that we were able to donate to the SAU Foundation and Simmons Cancer Institute, which is local to Central Illinois, and actually serves several people from the Illinois area that come up to Simmons or down from Northern Illinois to Simmons to help donate or to, for treatment. Over the past 4 years, we've donated now over $188,000 to these four fundraisers. The fundraiser started 4 years ago as cancer was hitting close to home to the Springfield Plastics family. We were having some coworkers fighting cancer. We've got, family close to us fighting that battle. And we really wanted to just make a big effort. And, we did a match program that said, customers, vendors, friends of the community, employees, we will match and, see if we can make a big push at the fight against cancer, and that's how we've gotten to be so successful now at this fundraiser, just from the generosity of those customers and vendors and friends just reaching out. And being our fourth year, we've now got people calling us in the summer and in early fall months saying, hey, are you doing this again, because we want to be a part of this. And really got people wanting to make a difference and wanting to, put money to where we think we can fight that battle, which is, so close to so many people's hearts.
Well, what an amazing cause and a great campaign. You've had a lot of success, obviously, with the dollar amount that you just told us, over $188,000 since you began this. So was this just basically saying, hey, we're accepting donations, set out a jar or something, and then you said, yeah, we'll match whatever you donate? Or how did you collect the money?
When we started 4 years ago, we started and reached out to our customers and vendors and said, hey, we will match up to $10,000 if you contribute. We weren't sure. It was the first time in our history that we had ever done anything like this, so we weren't sure what kind of feedback we would get. So that's, we started with a $10,000 amount, and that year we were able to donate a check to Simmons for $22,000. So over the years, we've increased our match amount. This year, our match was $25,000. So obviously, we far exceeded our goal of getting the matched amount by being able to donate that check for 73. We were really overwhelmed and really excited to achieve that. And again, the checks are coming from our customers, our vendors, our employees, and even community members that have seen us do this over the past 2 years that want to be a part of it.
Jennifer Firkins, Vice President of Operations for Springfield Plastics. In other news, the Illinois Fertilizer and Chemical Association has several dicamba training classes available this week in the WSMI listening area. For a full list of classes, you should visit ifca.com. But if you're interested in attending one close to home, I do have a few locations to tell you about. On December 12th, so Tuesday, from 10 a.m. to noon, a class will be held in Hamel at the Hamel Community Building. Later in the day, on December 12th, the class will be held from 3 to 5 p.m. at McClintock's Saloon on Standard City Road near Girard. And on December 13th, from 11:30 to 2, a class will be held in Jerseyville at DJ's Grill. Most classes do have on-site registration, but to make sure to save yourself a seat, online registration is also available by visiting ifca.com. And again, those dates are for dicamba training classes. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.